KRDO News Radio News on Demand starts now. Here is your host, Sheridan Fiddleman.
Another shooting occurred in Colorado Springs on Sunday night. Police are still investigating who shot a man near South Shelton and South Academy. The man who was shot was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Firefighters found a body inside a burning home in Callahan. No identity has yet been made of the body found on Blue Road Circle. A small plane crashed on Sunday near the intersection of Tut and Constitution. The plane was flying south when the crash occurred. Three people were on board, one whom was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The plane is owned by Fly Elite Aviation in Longmont, but when contacted the company, they had no comment about the plane or the crash. And today, Colorado Springs got a visit from a special guest. Vice President Pence made a stop in Southern Colorado to talk about the space race. At the Broadmoor today, Vice President Mike Pence announced a number of new policies aimed at expanding and streamlining operations in space. The annual Space Symposium attracts thousands from both military and commercial space industry. And what the VP had to say was nothing but good news for them.
Space Policy Directive 1 instructs NASA to send American astronauts back to the moon, where we will establish the capacity with international and commercial partners to send Americans to Mars. This new policy directs the Department of Commerce to provide a basic level of space situational awareness for public and private use based on the space catalog compiled by the Department of Defense, so that our military leaders can focus on protecting and defending our national security assets in space.
Pence also talked about the regulatory form to streamline the licensing required for launches, re-entry, and new operations in space. He called the existing system simply outdated for the amount of space activity currently happening around the globe. Vice President Pence is known for his conservative stance on the LGBTQ rights, and this weekend, his hometown of Columbus, Indiana, held its first Gay Pride Festival. The Pride Festival was organized by a local high school student who calls Pence openly anti-LGBT and said she wants to make a change in her community. One attendee of the festival said it's all about human rights.
I've been a straight ally for years, and I just feel that I want to be supportive of human rights for all people, and I feel like this is a message that needs to go out, and this is one way to do it.
During his time as Indiana governor, Pence was criticized for certain positions he held on issues the LGBTQ community supports. A spokeswoman for the vice president said Pence supports young activists taking part in political process. And to news out of Philadelphia, outrage continues to grow after police arrested two men inside a Starbucks last week. Nearly hundreds of protesters gathered outside this store to voice their concerns. The two men were arrested after sitting in the Starbucks for just a few minutes, waiting on another friend so they could discuss real estate business. Despite Starbucks issuing a public apology yesterday, things are not dying down. Protesters continue calling for a boycott of Starbucks. ABC's George Stephanopoulos' interview with ex-FBI Director James Comey aired Sunday night, where Comey stated that President Trump is morally unfit to be president. Comey breaking his silence.
The Russians have something on Donald Trump?
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
Comey provides his personal insight into his experience working for the president in his new book, A Higher Loyalty, which will officially be released tomorrow. A second interview will air live on Tuesday morning. Get news 24/7 at KRDOradio.com. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Sheridan Fiddleman.